Hi, this is Sean Nelson, and this is audio blog post number 22, Masterful Words of Wisdom on Acting Wounded. In the Actor's Analects, that wonderful collection of wisdom from the Kabuki tradition in 16th century Japan, we hear the following from one of the great teachers, Kaneko Rokuemon, who offers the following about playing a wounded warrior. Quote, playing a teoi part is not only a matter of leaning on one's sword, gasping for breath, and acting as if one were in great pain. If he thinks that his enemy is still in the vicinity, he must be very tense, directing his eyes all around, but at the same time appear to be severely wounded and indicate by his posture that he's suffering. Again, if he thinks that his enemy has fled, he should show that then and not until then his wound becomes painful. If men from his own side should run up and attend his hurts, he should speak words of strength, but at the same time show that within himself his spirit is failing and he is growing weak. Unquote. Here the masters are telling writers, actors, and directors to pay very close attention to behavioral and physiological details, or the audience will suffer distractions in the telling of the story. These details in the looking and in the movement are extremely complex and in the human experience are not at all random. They follow observable and predictable human behavior given an exact set of circumstances, of course. If the audience does not see a wholly believable and complete sequence of events, notwithstanding editing, plausibility is sacrificed, and their attention will suffer. Such fine detail was part of the master's craft and openly discussed. They knew that the random or arbitrary portrayal of very specific circumstances, relying solely on the actor's imagination, was not nearly good enough. Rokuemon continues, again, even should he lean on his sword when walking after receiving his wounds, to take short steps and bring forward his sword to lean on at each step is an ugly sight. If he uses the sword in this way, he should take two or three steps, then bring his sword forward two or three paces from where his feet are and put it in the ground, then walk forward to a point two or three paces forward from where his sword is now, then bring his sword forward two or three paces in front as before. The artistic concern for what was ugly is purely rational. If awkward, it would become comedic, and this could not have served their purpose. Think upon Rokuemon's words as they apply to all wounds, physical, psychological, and emotional, and you can add a lot of content to your wounded work. Modern-day actors, writers, and directors do well to pay close attention to details in our respective crafts, for doing so not only makes a world of difference in performance and in the dramatic impact upon an audience, but also follows in the footsteps of masterful tradition. The whole point of walking over the back of the masters is to save time and to avoid being redundant in the process. Good technique includes the best of what has already been discovered. We don't have to rediscover the good stuff all over again. All we have to do is include it in our work. This is Sean Nelson.